The Outpost Radio, the great outdoors.
Our guest today is Canadian huntress, multimedia maven, model, the first woman in 30 years to make the front cover of Field & Stream, and she is also the host with her legendary dad, Jim Shockey, of his show on the Outdoor Channel. Welcome, Eva Shockey, to The Outpost.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You're on every TV show, every YouTube channel, every magazine. What in the world has caused your career to blow up like this?
I think the hunting industry just needed a girl or some girls, some females to kind of come up and say, we're proud to hunt, we can be girls, we can be classy, we can be feminine women and still love to be out in the woods and love hunting. You don't have to choose one or the other. And I think it just was waiting for maybe someone like that. There's quite a few of us out there now that do it, and I'm pretty cool to be part of it.
Absolutely. You get to work with your dad. What's that like?
It's awesome. If you would have asked me when I was a teenager, when I was younger, if I would have been alongside my dad, I don't think anyone would have said yes, we would be working together. And it just so happened. I mean, I kind of went and did my own thing, went to university, and decided for myself to come back. And I think that's the only way it was going to work. It wasn't going to work if he pushed me in any way or forced me to come work in the company. I mean, I never in a million years would have stayed. So I came back by myself, and I started working the company, and I absolutely love it. We are closer than we ever have been. I'm very appreciative that the hunting has allowed us to do that.
Yeah, that's great. What's your best early memory of being in the outdoors with your dad?
I remember this. I don't know why I remember it, but I remember this gopher hunt we went on when I was probably 6 or 7. I was pretty young. And at the time, I didn't hunt. My mom doesn't hunt, and she was always very wary of my dad pushing me to hunt. And she didn't want, if I didn't want to hunt, she didn't want him to make me hunt by any means. So she was always careful with me and cautious and warning him, like, don't push her, don't force her. She doesn't want to do it, don't make her hunt. And we were on a gopher hunt, and so he was kind of had this drilled in his head, don't force her, don't force her. And so we were blasting through our binos, and he said, okay, I see one. And I think I was shooting a .22 or something. It was set up, and he said, okay, it's out of the hole. And I was looking through the scope, and I saw the gopher, and I said, okay. And so I squeezed the trigger, and I shot, and I saw the gopher fall. Like, I saw myself hit the gopher. And my dad was looking through the binders. He goes, oh, it's okay, don't worry. He thought I was going to cry. He goes, you missed it, but it's okay. There's lots more. And I was like, Dad, I didn't miss it. I got it. He's like, no, Eva, it's okay. You missed it, but don't worry. And so I'm like, Dad, so we went and looked. And the gopher he was looking at that told me to shoot was like 50 yards. And the gopher I shot was like 120 yards. He shot it and it was sitting there on the ground where I told him it was. And he looked at me like, holy cow. So that was my first memory of kind of proving him wrong that I'm a better shot than he thought I was.
That's great. 100-yard shot of a gopher, man. I can't hit one that far. That's
yeah, I don't think I could anymore. I'm pretty sure it was beginner's luck.
Yeah, well, good. Sometimes that's better than skill. I mean, you're part of the reason more women and girls have taken up hunting. I mean, like it or not, you're a role model to thousands of young women. And are you cool with that?
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I don't take it seriously in a way that I don't act any different being in a position that I am now versus if I was in this position. I wouldn't be making different decisions. I wouldn't be portraying myself in any other way. I wouldn't be acting differently. And in that respect, it's not a big thing for me because it's just who I am. I'm so proud of what I do. I love hunting. I love the fact that I make the decisions I make because I want to be respected and I want to be a young woman growing up in a world where people say, oh, I'm going to listen to her because, you know, she keeps her clothes on and she has a good head on her shoulders and she makes good decisions. And like, that's just how I am. So the fact that that has become a role model to me is a really, really cool thing. I think there could use a lot more people in similar respects as far as good role models for young girls growing up. So if that's what the girls are looking up to, I think that's great, and I will do my very best to keep it up and keep making the decisions that I think they'll be proud of in the future if they sort of follow in the same footsteps.
That's great. That's great. Well, yeah, now, you, as I said, you were on the cover of Field & Stream. First time in 30 years a woman was on the cover. You know, you are bona fide famous. You know, it's not always easy being famous, though. So how do you handle the negative aspects of being in the limelight?
No, the cover of Field & Stream, I don't know that it wasn't a cover where, you know, some of the other cover people are where they contact them because they want that specific person because they want that big name on their cover. I think me being on the cover of Field & Stream, it was different. It was more they contacted me because they wanted me on the cover because I represent all these young women coming up in the industry. The whole theme for the issue was what's next. So what's coming up next in the hunting industry? And they wanted to point out the fact that women are the biggest, fastest growing demographic. And I represented that. I was more of a image on the front to show all these girls what's coming up, not that Iwasaki is what's next. So I think that was a pretty cool thing. I don't know. I guess there's a lot of negativity, but I always find there's more positivity. And you only really get the negativity on social media and when people can hide behind their computer. So I try not to take it too seriously. And I think in the big picture, what I'm doing is a positive thing, and I know it's right, and I know it's a good thing that I'm doing. So if people want to say negative things, I think they're just misinformed or naive, or they don't understand what hunters really stand for. So it's pretty easy to just let it roll off.
Yeah, well, good. That's exactly the right attitude. How do you think you get more women involved in hunting and fishing and outdoor activities?
I think just by sharing the basis of what hunting's all about. I didn't really start hunting until I was older. I mean, I did a little bit like my gopher hunt and stuff like that, but I didn't start big game hunting until I was out of the university. And I grew up around it. I grew up on hunts. I grew up shooting guns and bows. I just didn't hunt because I don't know that I fully understood the fact that you hunt what you eat. And I knew I grew up eating wild game. My dad always hunted it, so I didn't have to think about it. But once I left the house, I realized I don't have all my dad's wild game in my freezer anymore. And that essentially made me realize I want to start hunting because I want to be providing for myself eating organic meat. And I think that's a huge selling point for girls and women to be getting involved in the outdoors, because naturally girls are more maternal and maybe we're a little softer, just, you know, stereotypical, but that is how most women are. You know, we want kids and we have babies and this and that. But ultimately, we want to provide healthy, organic, free-range food for our families to keep them healthy and good health, you know. So that's just something that I think girls, they understand and they can relate to, and that's something that has been really creating more women into hunters in the last few years, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, what kind of exciting projects are you working on now?
All kinds of stuff. I just got back, actually, from a trip this morning. I took a red-eye a couple hours ago, got home. I can't actually even talk about it, but it's something that's going to be coming out in a commercial in a couple weeks for a pretty big outdoor company, which is cool. I have a bunch of hunts booked. I just launched the new Iwasaki signature bow from Bowtech, which is a really huge, huge thing for me personally, but also for Bowtech and for the women's archery industry. So I've been booking a bunch of hunts and planning a bunch of hunts so I can go archery hunting and start using the new bow, because it's a lot of fun to shoot. So kind of a combination of things, but it's going to be a pretty busy year again.
Good, good. Well, that's the way you like it. You know, you're a very young woman. You've been enormously successful. You've got a big life ahead of you. If you had to look forward a little bit, what do you want your legacy to be? What do you want people to remember about you when you're 100 years old like I am?
You know, I don't know that I need them to remember my name. I don't know that I need them to say, oh, Iwasaki, and know something personally about me. I think I'd be happier if in 100 years it's just as normal for a girl to take a gun or a bow or whatever and pick it up and go out hunting as it is for a guy. And in that sense, in 100 years, obviously, I'll be hopefully up in heaven, and I'll be looking down and saying, oh, I was a part of that. And personally thinking that, like, I'm glad that the hunting world adapted that way and they really took on the women like they did. And I think it's heading that direction. It's not there yet, but I hope that in the future it'll get there, and it'll just be cool to be part of that revolution, I guess, in women hunters. It's a pretty astounding thing to see grow so fast.
Iwasaki is our guest today. Boy, what a strong role model you are, my dear. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will look forward to further success for you.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And yeah, I'll get back on here in a year and see what's changed.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
The Outpost Radio, the great outdoors.